The city of Orlando has gotten a lot of attention lately, the kind the tourism hub probably doesn't want so much. In addition to all the press, organizations like international hacker group Anonymous have targeted the city. Food Not Bombs members from other cities have also come to the Orlando chapter's aid. Nicholas Emery is with the Tarpon Springs chapter. He said he was arrested for sharing food with the homeless in downtown Orlando's Lake Eola Park, and that even police didn't seem too enthusiastic about enforcing the law that more or less bans public feeding in downtown parks.
When we got there, there was a lot of media, and then the police just kind of, they all swarmed in on bikes and cuffed us. And the officer that cuffed me was, I mean, he put the cuffs on, like, pretty nicely, asked me, like, if it felt good. And he was, all of them seemed pretty irritated just to be there. Like, I don't think they supported the arrest that they were doing.
On Friday, around 20 Food Not Bombs demonstrators stood on the steps of City Hall in Tarpon Springs with signs that said things like homelessness is not a crime. They were predominantly young, white college students. Only one person who wasn't part of the group showed up for a free meal. That's a real contrast to places like downtown St. Petersburg's food sharings, which reportedly tend to attract quite a crowd.
I used to go down and help. I lived in Seminole, and I helped with the St. Pete chapter. And they have had some police harassment. They've had police tell them to move from here to there, just having them move all over the place. They've come in, like, just as it started to, like, get a little dark and say, like, you know, they had to get out of Mirror Lake Park. They've definitely been kind of aggressive there, and they, you know, there's this possibility of the same kind of thing happening in Orlando, happening in St. Pete.
Emery said the sharings in Tarpon, of which Friday's was the 7th, are pretty mellow.
We haven't had any police presence. They haven't come to our sharings yet, so... In Orlando, the first time I went there, the first thing I noticed is there was a lot of media there. So there's a lot of cameras in your face, and definitely a different feel from other sharings I had been to in Orlando in the past and the sharings we have here where it's very relaxed and fun.
But he said the events may be relatively calm for a reason.
Well, we're lucky enough to have the CCPA, which is it's the Citizens Coalition of Police Accountability, which are some citizens in Tarpon Springs who come out and they're well-versed in the law, the local law, and... They go out and they tape police officers and hold them accountable. So they've been coming out to our sharings and they post videos about it. So I think the local law enforcement knows they're there and wouldn't want to go do anything that wouldn't look good for Tarpon.
Friday's rally may have attracted a uniform crowd in terms of age and ethnic background, but they didn't all belong to the same political party. Student and Tarpon Springs resident William Kilgore was wearing a shirt that sported the Libertarian Party of Florida logo.
What we can agree on and why this is so attractive to libertarians is this is people trying to help each other, you know, not going through this third medium, you know, the government. We give our money to the government and the government takes care of people, you know. And so it's like this sort of direct action to a problem, you know, and in a lot of ways it is resistant to, you know, like... you know, welfare and a lot of those other things. When you have an attack like this, you know, especially well with the public park thing, you know, it's public, you know, another chant you'll hear at a lot of the protests is, you know, public parks for public needs, and that's something libertarians can definitely agree on.
He said a common misconception about true libertarians is that they're not compassionate.
It's not about Darwin. Maybe if you listen to Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, you'll get that impression, you know, but the thing is, it's really more about we do need to help people. We do need to, you know, keep greed and power in check, and we need to work together, you know, as a consensus, you know, a group of people, a movement, not being legislated. You have to do good.
Laurel Jager said she was attracted to the cause initially due to the organization's connection to the animal rights movement.
Food Not Bombs tries to provide vegan and vegetarian food, so that's how I got involved through the animal rights club at my school. But I also think it's good to feed homeless people. That's kind of one of the basic volunteering things you start with. So it kind of combined those two things that I was interested in.
The group marched from City Hall to the Tarpon Springs Cultural Center, carrying signs and chanting. Some passersby appeared bewildered by the demonstrators, but Emery said the site is something the town should get used to, given that they'll take place the first of every month until Orlando's ban on feeding the homeless is lifted. From Tarpon Springs, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.